Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone, and you're welcome to church. Praise the Lord. It's Mother's Day today. So it's, you cannot be thankful to God enough for giving you a mother. And you cannot be over appreciative of your own mother. So we want to say thank you to all the mothers in the house, all the mothers that's going to be. And all the mothers that are not here now, we say thank you. I'm thanking you guys on behalf of men, especially. Because you never really get to... We do appreciate all the work and effort that you put in the house, you know, from the meals to the children. But maybe we don't just say it enough. So I'm here now to say thank you to every one of you. Praise the Lord. But God is our ultimate mother. Because the Bible says, even if your earthly mother do forget some things and did not really give you those things, and sometimes does not give you the food or the nourishment that you need or crave, but God will not forget. He's our ultimate mother. To all the mothers, God is your ultimate mother. And to us, God is our ultimate mother. Praise the Lord. Because he never forgets us at all. Praise God. But this morning, I'll be sharing something that the Lord have laid in my heart for a while now. And it's about our hearts, you see. I'll start from Proverbs. Chapter 4, verse 23. Praise the Lord. The King James Version says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Some other version says, "Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it you will live life." Meaning what comes out of your heart, you will live life. Praise God. I have so many other versions here that I want to read. It's very, very interesting when the Bible talked about us guarding our hearts. The New International Version says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Praise God. And the New Living Translation says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." Praise God. Those were the things I was studying, and I've had it for a while in my spirit that I wanted to share. But out of it determines the course of our lives. All of us want our lives to be great. That's the truth. Now, God is telling us how your life will be great. Praise God. Because the things that go in and we allow remains, takes hold, If we allow bad stuff, it will take hold. After a while, we might not even know, but it will take hold. Praise God. Christian Standard Bible Version says, guard your heart above all else, for it is the source of your life. Meaning the life that you will live is what comes out from your heart. Because the Bible says, as a man thinketh, he will speak, he will live. Praise God. But the good news is, the Bible says, the entrance of his word giveth light. Light to us. Praise God. So he's giving us, it's like we are all in an examination hall. We want to write an exam. God has here given us the answers to what we need to do, what we need to write. He says the entrance, meaning if God's word come into our lives, it brings illumination, it brings light, meaning we are able to shine in that area. Praise God. Now we should, then we know, then what should we do? It's our heart that we need to guard. We should be jealous of it. We should guard it. We should know what goes in and don't just allow anything to go in. But what should we do? We should fill it up with God's word. And remember, I wrote down here that it is only the entrance, when the Bible says the entrance of his word brings light. It does not bring light to everybody. That's true. Because not everyone allows you to bring light to them. It is the God's word that you understand and you accept that brings light to you. Praise God. You might decide, some people do decide not to take it, not to accept it. It does not bring light to them. They don't have light in that area. But if you understand it and you accept God's word, meaning you receive it, it gives light to you. Praise God. So it is God's word that we understand and we have received. That's why it's very important that each time God's word is coming, no matter whom it's coming from, as children of God, our hearts are fertile enough to receive according to his word. Praise God. And when we receive this word, what do we do with it? We work on it. We work on it. How do we work on it? We meditate on God's word. Praise God. Because that's how it remains. That's how it remains. If we look at the parable of the sower, that's how it remains. A lot of time, it happens to me too. It's not just every other person, but it does happen to me. They could share God's word. And after I leave church, I might not even remember. You see? So it is a deliberate effort to want to improve my life or your life that you sit down to say, what is God saying about this? What is God saying about that? Because God's word is our mirror. As we behold it, as we look into it, as we study it, as we meditate on it, as we play messages, as we listen, even to everyday affairs. And we can relate what happens all around us to God's word. That's how we are built up. Praise God. Because when I looked in this verse, I decided to look at it with a lot of versions. And they all came to the exact same thing. I always like to go to Young's because Young's gives you what it does not, it just translates according to how they wrote it there. And when I went to Young's, it was still the same thing. Then we should pay heed. We should take heed. Young's always the very last one. He said, above everything, charge, keep thy heart, for out of it are the outgoings of life. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Out of it are the issues of life. Out of it are the outgoings of life. What does that tell us? The words that we've put in our heart. Because we've all got the Spirit of the Lord, everyone here. Our words are powerful. The Bible says the words that I speak, they are spirit and there's life. There's life in it. The words that you speak, there's life in it. It carries life. If we understand that, then our situations, our circumstances, whether financial, spiritual health, in every area, we will not look at it. It will become lying vanity. Praise God. We will not look at it. They might say, your bank account might be very red, overdrawn, very, very red. But the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. That is a complete, meaning he's weak already. Did God see you as weak? No. He said, say, when you want to speak, say, I am strong. Praise God. Meaning we should not see things. He's the God that calls things that be not as though they were. We all know that. But do we believe it? Because one thing is to know in our head, you know, is to know. We know these things in our head. When situations arises, when conditions does not seem, do we believe it? What do we speak? Do we speak life or do we speak death? Meaning to ourselves now, to our own circumstances, do we speak life or do we speak death? Do we agree with the things that we are seeing? Or we know, oh, this is what we're seeing, but we maintain our stance and continue to speak life and speak according to God's word. Because this is what God's word says. I know the government have said this, but this is what I believe. This is what God's word says, and that's what I speak. Praise God. So your challenges, you are above that. You are above your challenges. Because the Bible says we are more than conquerors. So it is very, very important that we know. Because that's where we start from. That's from the illumination of God's word. Because if we do not know, we will not know God's word to stand upon in the first place. We will never know. So we will just be there in the dark and wallow and feel pitied and the circumstance will beat us down. Praise God. But if we know, that is where to start from. So you know first, you hear, then you believe, then it's imprinted in your heart, it's there in our spirit, then we can speak it. Praise God. So today I'm just here to encourage us, every one of us, including myself, that we are not looking at the circumstances. We are not looking at lying vanities. We are not looking at the weather. We are not looking at what's going on around us. We are looking at purely God's word to deal with our own lives and issues in our lives. Every one of us have got issues. We just went through an audit lately. We've prepared for some time. In the circles of legal firms, it's always a traumatized time for them. Once they hear auditors are coming in, trust me, they are not going to work. They will pull all resources from everywhere to make sure they are working day and night to get things done. And they still get docked, you know. But it's just the 12 of us, actually, that are able to do the files. We prayed because there's nowhere to run to. You know, sometimes when when you're back against the wall, then you really have to see God, because this one you are not going to get out of it. So we prayed, and we've always prayed anyway. We were able to get as much as we could done. But the chap came, he was extremely impressed. Very, very impressed. He spent hours and hours going through everything. He was extremely impressed. And he put a note there. He put a note that he was very, very impressed. And some of our colleagues, staff in the office, did say, you know, if an audit, like the firm they worked for previously, they say, if an audit is coming, none of them will have peace. They seem to wonder why we are not kind of bothered. I said, well, it's an audit. If you do things right, then they will come, they will look at their books, they will look at everything, and they will go. You see? And that's it. She was still wondering that day she didn't turn up for work. Because a lot of times, a lot of people are scared of such things. You know? But the auditor came. He was we've always prayed. And he kind of liked us. But they will be strict too. Yes. You know? Apart from some few hiccups. You didn't write in the form that you needed to travel. We should just go and do a form. But generally, he was very impressive. Which is a good thing. And how has that happened? When it was not an army of people dealing with it, it was just two people. Trust me, it's not me. It was God that gave us the wisdom. I'm telling you, to say, do this, do that, put everything there, don't worry, I will look after you. And we are happy about that. So it's not of me that boasts, I boast in Christ. Praise God. So what I'm saying here, I'm trying to encourage us that we should, in every situation, everyone, let's not leave anyone out. Pray. Trust God about it. Look, speak words according to God's word. Praise God. Let's not just speak out of tongue. Let's not speak out of frustrations or out of the conditions we find ourselves. No, let us speak according to God's word. Concerning that situation that we find ourselves, or concerning the circumstance around. We don't look at whatever we speak. Oh, God says, the Bible says, there will be none that will be unfruitful, that will be barren amongst you. We look at God's word, take it, hold it, and run with it. Praise God. It could be difficult for that person, but that's what God's word says. I'm not going to argue. That's what God's word says. Praise God. You see? Sometimes it's a lot easier to say, but the more we say it, the more we believe it, the more we understand it. We can't say it enough for us to begin to take hold of God's word. At least the ones that we know, we should put it into practice, action. We should make it a verb in our lives. the ones that we agree, we don't know all, but the ones we know are able to take us to that level. We don't have to know all. But the ones, if you know a little, the little will take you up. Praise God. It is very, very important, extremely important, that we don't just leave out, we don't leave things to chance. Praise God. We do not leave things to chance. That we take our time to pray. That we take our time to search the scriptures. To say, what is God saying concerning these things? Because sometimes it could be tough. Because I've seen a lot of times, if something must have happened for a few days before you remember to pray. It's happened to me a lot of times. Before I will remember to pray about it. Meaning I've struggled with it for a while, then I now remember to pray. And that's what I ought to have done the very first time to solve all my problems. Maybe I will not have struggled for a week. I'm remembering to pray about it after it punished me for about 1 week. After my back is against the wall. It's not right. Praise God. We should always remember and save ourselves a lot of stress. You see, we should remember to pray immediately it happens. Or we can even pray before it happens. Praise God. By speaking God's word concerning our health, our bodies, our lives, our businesses, our wives, our families, by always speaking God's word, what is God saying concerning these people? Praise God. He's giving you children. My children are blessed. They are going to serve the Lord. You could speak it anyhow according to his word. Praise God. Let's just open our Bibles to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 6. From verse 45. And the Bible says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth will speak. Praise God. So what kind of treasures are we putting in our hearts? Meaning our heart is a treasure trove, actually. Our hearts is a treasure trove. What kind of treasure are we putting there? Because I don't just want to pick scriptures from only the Old Testament because people might say, that's the Old. No. It's not just the Old. It's the New too. From the treasures, all of our hearts. So what goes in, what we deposit, what we allow to fester, what we keep, what we decide to keep. Remember, it's not just what is thrown at. A lot of things are thrown at us every day. The Bible says we are pressed from all sides. We are not despair. A lot of things are thrown at us. It is what we decide to keep. Praise God. From media, from government, from people, from neighbors, from everywhere. It is what we decide. We must decide what we keep. Because how do we do that? It is what we decide to meditate upon. That really remains there. Praise God. So out of the treasure trove of our hearts, we bring forth good fruit good life we live. But if we keep nasty things in there, the only things that are going to come are going to be nasty. Praise God. We are trusting in God to say, look, we have the ability and the capacity to not listen to some things, to not keep some things in our heart, to cut them off. They might throw it at us, but they cannot deposit it in there because it's our own treasure trove. Praise God. And we can decide to say, this is my treasure chest. I keep gold, I keep silver, I keep everything that's good in there. Anything that's not, I leave. I cannot be bitter. You can decide to tell yourself, I cannot be bitter. And speak it to yourself. And remind yourself so that even if you want to be, you will know that I've always said I cannot be. And you decide to, okay, I cannot be. Then you are able to do what you would not normally have done to the other person. Praise God. So we as a family, we are reminding ourselves today of this truth of God's word. That our hearts, it's very, very important that we guard it. Because if we want to live a good and pleasant and successful life, it comes from within. Praise God. I wrote down here something in 2 Corinthians, although I've said it before, but I'll just say it again from the scriptures. Because the Bible talked about our tongues. How our tongues, as small as it is, can renew or can lift you up. It can direct your life, you know, things like that. And the tongue is actually very small when you compare it to other parts of the body. But it has power. Meaning the words that we speak has power. So much power in the words that we speak. So we should be very mindful. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8, I'll start from verse 8. It said, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus but might be made manifest in our body. Praise God. Meaning in this life, we always find such troubles, such pressures of life. Such pressures of life will always be there. My kind of pressure might not be your kind of pressure. It could be very different. It's all pressure. You might see mine to say, look, I'm able to take it. How can you fall for those things? No. I might not just be as strong as you. But one thing that we all have is God's word. And one thing God's word says that we should speak with our mouth. What we want to see, like a man of God I love so much, he said you can recreate your world with what you speak. With your mouth, you recreate your world. We are able to recreate our world. That sums it up. Whatever is going on, we say, no, if they say there's a casting down, the Bible says we should, there's a lifting up. That's complete opposite. Let the weak man sharpen his spear. Say, I am strong. Because he's not strong in himself. God was ready to do battle, to say, look, I'm in you. If Christ, see, I always say this, right? The Bible says, God resists the proud, right? If Christ in us, the hope of glory, right? So I always think about it. It's very good to be humble, actually. Very, very good. Extremely good. Extremely good. Because if God himself resists you, God help you. Because he says, I resist those that are proud. And give grace to the humble. But we might get it wrong. Pride cuts across every face and is very, very different. You see, a man that does not accept God's word is very proud. If you are not accepting what God says you are proud. Meaning, if you are not saying, I am strong, when you are weak, you are very proud. Because that is what God's word says. That you should say, I am strong. I cannot be sick. I might feel the pain, but God's word says, I'm healed. So say it. Even your parents, your friends might say, well, you don't feel well. I know, but God's word says, I am healed. Amen. And that is what I believe. Your eyes are teary. You seem to have, God's word says, I am healed. That is me. Praise God. And until we begin to have a good grasp of these, and this is how to talk, that is how to live. From the treasure troves of our heart, we deposit these things that we have studied, God's word have come as light to us. Because it is important for us to meditate on the words that we hear, God's words that we hear. Because the God's word that we hear and we meditate upon sits down in our heart and remains there. That's where we are able to draw from in times of trouble. Praise God. That's why in Joshua, Joshua said, look, I'll just read that. I meditate on it. I'll start from verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the laws which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper. Praise God. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. I'll stop there. It is not about, say, we carry the book and study day and night and not do anything, but it does not depart from our mouth, our hearts, day and night. We always remember God's word. We always think about it. We always meditate about God's word day and night, meaning at all times. Remember, so that we'll remember to do therein everything, not some. I've listened to some people, they take some things from God's word, and they said these ones are not very, very important, you know? But that's the lie of the devil that we know. Meaning light have not come to them in those areas. Praise God. So the entrance, the understanding of God's word that we have accepted, we have received, gives light to us in that area of our lives. Praise God. So if we should take nothing home this morning, we should take this. God's word is there to prosper us, to bring light to us. In every situation, it might not be even in IT that you don't find in the Bible, God's word is there to prosper us, to give us wisdom to do things. Praise God. And I will finish with Proverbs 15:4. In King James Version, it reads, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life." Oh, praise God. "But the perversiveness therein is a breach in the spirit." "The lips of the wise disperse knowledge." Praise God. That's in verse 7. And in verse 6, the Bible says, "In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but the revenues of the wicked is trouble." Praise God. That shows how different every heart, the heart that decides to put so much treasures of God's word in it, and the heart that's devoured or that lacks God's word. And in all this, how much God's word that we have affects our lives. So I encourage us in our own treasure trove this morning to fill it up. Praise God. We should fill it up with God's word so that light will come in every area. It's easy for us when things happen for us to just sit down and don't be like me and wait 1 week. You know? And suffer the trauma of 1 week. But go straight. Rebuke those things and be free. Praise God. Let us pray. Father Lord, we thank you. We thank you today. We thank you for your word that have come forth. For your word says the entrance, as it comes to us, it brings light to us. We thank you because we have a heart to receive in the name of Jesus. That our hearts are your treasure trove. It's being filled up with your word. For we understand that out of it we will live life. We will live a victorious life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
What wonderful encouragement to stand on God's word. Amen.